It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Jimmy Failla.
I'm Madison Allworth.
I'm Bill Hemmer, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Monday, January 23rd, 2023. I'm Eben Brown. There are more questions and there are perhaps fewer answers as to why a man goes on a deadly rampage attacking Lunar New Year's celebrations in the Los Angeles area this weekend.
There were thousands of people here just coming together and showing their love and support, and they were just happy to be out here, and their community was just absolutely rocked by this tragedy.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in free-fall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The Asian American community in suburban Los Angeles is mourning the loss of a number of neighbors after a man storms a Lunar New Year celebration, fires his gun, killing at least 11 and wounding a number of others.
I think we all want to find out why. We all want answers to questions that we may never have answers to. That's kind of the enigma of this. I know that my individual officers would like to know why. I know the families want to know why. The why is a big part of this. The problem is we may never know the why.
Scott Weiss is the police chief in Monterey Park, California. His was just one of the agencies involved, though the main investigation is being carried out by the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. But as of now, it is still hard for so many to comprehend.
Authorities say that this suspect, this 72-year-old man, shot 20 people. 11 of them are dead.
Fox's Christina Coleman is speaking with us from Monterey Park.
Initially, there were 10 people injured. Now you have 9 people injured because one of them has died. So you have a total of 11 victims who were killed in this tragic incident. And again, so many people here want to know why this happened, and they do not have answers. Officers say the suspect, Hu Can Tran, opened fire on people, went on a deadly rampage in the Star Ballroom Dance Studio here in Monterey Park Saturday night after a huge Lunar New Year's Eve celebration that took place here in this predominantly Asian community. There were thousands of people here just coming together and showing their love and support, and they were just happy to be out here, and their community was just absolutely rocked by this tragedy. Now, there are reports circling that this might have to do with something domestic related. There are reports that he might have been upset with his ex-wife because she was invited to an event here at this dance studio and he was not invited. But at this point in time, we do not have that confirmed. That's just one of the theories out there. And so, again, of course, we're all waiting for more information on a motive, but at this time, police do not have one.
There were two locations that he apparently entered. The first one where he had killed so many people, a second one where things didn't go so well for him, and thankfully some people were brave enough to try to stop him. What can you tell us about that second location?
So he went to that second location. It's another ballroom in nearby Alhambra. He went there after he went on that deadly rampage at the first location at the Star Ballroom Dance Studio. So he started at the Star Ballroom Dance Studio, shot 20 people. That was shortly before 10:30 Saturday night. Then about 20 or 30 minutes later, he goes to the second location, that second ballroom in nearby Alhambra, with a gun. And authorities say that two people were able to disarm him, and they consider them to be heroes. And so after that, you know, witnesses there say that they saw the suspect take off in a white van. And so Sunday morning, it was announced in a press conference that, you know, that was a white van was a suspect vehicle. And it did not take long that morning for authorities to come across it. Apparently, in Torrance, which is about a half hour away, officers got a hit on that vehicle from a law enforcement license plate reader indicating the plates on the van were stolen. So they approached the vehicle and they say that when they did, the suspect shot and killed himself. And so that's kind of the timeline. You have the first incident shortly before 10:30 Saturday night. 30 minutes later, he goes to the second scene where people were able to wrestle that gun away from him, at least two people, according to the sheriff. And then the following morning, you have that third incident where officers pulled over his vehicle after they got a hit on it from their license plate reader, indicating that the vehicle might have been stolen.
Yeah, and we still know very little about who this man was and what he was looking to do. You had mentioned that there may have been some kind of domestic-related disturbance. We know that he was 72 years old, I believe. That's what the published reports have said. Let's talk about the communities where this happened in. This happened at Lunar New Year celebrations. Those are often associated with the Asian American communities. This gunman himself, as we now know, himself was of Asian descent, though there had been people worried that this might have been some kind of biased attack. There has been an increase in biased attacks against Asian Americans in the past couple of years. But let's talk about this community. This is Southern California is known for Asian American communities that are thriving and have been here for a very long time.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this rocked the community here. The shooting happened in an area known as the heart of LA County's Chinese community. And so you had so many people out here. And so initially, people weren't sure if this was a hate crime. I mean, they just didn't understand. Now, they questioned that, certainly after law enforcement, after the sheriff's office put out the bulletin with the suspect's description as they were, after they had launched that manhunt for the suspect. And based off of the suspect description, they identified him as an Asian man. Who's about 5'10 and weighed about 150 pounds. And so, you know, people still weren't quite sure. But then, you know, these reports came out that this might possibly be related to some kind of domestic issue. And so certainly that changed for a lot of people. But again, we do not know. But yeah, there were thousands of people out here to celebrate Lunar New Year's Eve. And there was going to be a big celebration the following day, yesterday, on Sunday, and that was canceled, you know, just out of precaution and out of safety. Obviously, people were very, very concerned, you know, because I spoke with a father here. He said his wife and his young children were near this area just hours before the shooting. And he said, you know, when he heard about it, it was triggering. Like, he did not know if this was a hate crime at the time and how far this was going to go and where the suspect was and if they should continue celebrating or doing anything at all the next day. So obviously people very, very on edge. They were relieved to hear that the officers found the suspect. But of course, you know, they're left with a lot of unanswered questions here. We just don't know why he went on this deadly rampage.
We're speaking with Fox News correspondent Christina Coleman, who is in Monterey Park following this horrific weekend mass shooting in which 11 people have lost their lives. On the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more straight ahead. And we're talking about a normally rather safe and well-traveled area. This is suburban LA County. It's bustling, but it's not known, I think, for being a very bad area. So people generally feel safe when they live here.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you have a lot of older people that live here. You can tell that it's a very tight-knit community. It's certainly not the hustle and bustle of downtown LA at all. You know, yeah, they consider this area to be very peaceful. And so, you know, the sheriff yesterday, he said that he called this one of the county's most heinous cases. I mean, it was just devastating. And people were very vulnerable because, I mean, they were just out and about, old and young, and just not expecting a mass shooting during this holiday.
Good to remember that this suspected gunman, he did take his own life, so they consider this threat to be over for the time being. Christina Coleman, Fox News correspondent in Monterey Park, thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.